This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to understand so much more about the conversation we were just having, so it has to spill out on the air.
No, I think we're good.
No, I think...
We've tied up all the loose ends.
We...
Just in time. Let's get a look at the forecast.
There's... I've said this. There's a Mexican restaurant in Commerce City that has a margarita named after me.
Yeah.
Its name is El Jardin. You should stop in.
The margarita is called...
The Slackerita. The restaurant is called El Jardin. Okay, great. Having said that, my favorite green chili on planet Earth is not from El Jardin. It's from La Loma.
Oh, that really is good. So,
somebody texted in that they had a Slackerita recently.
Oh,
they did.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's legitimately the way I make a margarita.
Oh, well, they were in the hospital. But
they were not.
No,
the Slackerita
they said it was
is
good.
Incredible.
They said it was good. Yeah.
It's because it's pure. It's there's not like a sweet and sour in it. It's like lime, agave, great tequila. I think it's Julio in mine.
Oh, all
no,
right.
Julio. Yeah. Mm, so good.
Well, it's spreading. People are having it.
People
like it.
But I love La Loma's green chili. And La Loma's been a staple in Denver for years. It was down at like 26th and Spear forever. And then they sold that property because somebody's building an apartment complex and have been able to build a new La Loma by Brown Palace. They built another La Loma in Castle Rock. They built something in McGregor Square, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
And I believe they're building, they're taking over the old Il Fornaio space over here.
Ooh.
Like right by us. So I'll be able to get their famous green chili. And they opened a restaurant called Sierra, which if you've not been, you can get some of the La Loma green chili, but then it's more honky food. It's like stuff that Tia can tolerate. And it's his go-to spot to take his beautiful bride for dates.
It is good, yeah, yeah.
But you don't care about the food.
No, not at all. In fact, they kind of did me dirty last time because it feels like such an upscale restaurant for me for what I'm used to. So I try to just not be a bother because I'm a picky eater. And Aaron's on my side with this because you have dietary restrictions, but you're like it's on
but
me.
But Aaron will also figure it out.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I will figure it out. I'm at this nice restaurant. I'm not gonna. Get the server be like, well, what all comes on this? Well, no pickle, no. I'm just like, just give me. So I ordered the cheeseburger.
What's all?
Yeah. So I ordered the cheeseburger and it was just had a bunch. It had ketchup, mustard. I was like, at this place, it'll be fancy. It'll be higher end. And they'll leave it more plain for me. They might do like some on
the
side.
Why would they leave it plain at a high end restaurant?
Why would you put ketchup and mustard at a high end restaurant?
Because it's probably
that's
not
like a
regular
ball,
ketchup.
That's a ball game
it might
move.
Be like
it's
different...
like an aioli. It's like a ketchup infused.
Yeah.
No, see, I expect.
Like
I wanted an aioli.
I
wanted like a something like that. But
okay,
it was just
are we
ketchup
gonna argue almost... over how we're pronouncing that? Is it aioli or is it aioli?
I say aioli.
Damn it! Well, it's like our boss saying gondola.
And now he knows, and he just says
he just
it all the time.
It. I was like, ugh. What an irritating thing to do.
Gondola.
I think, okay, aioli. Okay.
Yeah. I love the restaurant. I love the
so
atmosphere.
You're saying
I love
they did you dirty by putting something on the burger that you didn't ask if it was on there or not. Somehow Sierra has wronged you. I have so many questions about this.
Okay.
One, you being wronged. Two, you feel like you put Sierra on this like Michelin star rating. Like I just told you how much I enjoy the Loma family. I don't know what the name of the family is. Their green chili is like, it's heavenly. It's one of the only green chilies on the planet. Like what people call green chilies are really kind of orange.
Yeah.
Got a little red in it. Their green chilies, green. It is green. If you see another color in it, that's pork and it's got a green tint on it.
Yeah.
It's green. It's dope. And Sierra is like a elevated version of that. But I would not ever feel like I was at a like this private table restaurant in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. That with the views and everything in their dining room?
Yes, the views are incredible, but you're acting like you're hanging out with the Musk family.
That's what it feels like.
Capulets and Montagues.
Okay, we were raised in a different area.
So was I.
But we are not.
I grew up in Longmont,
yeah,
homie.
Yeah, but we have not risen to your level
Neither
yet.
Neither have I. I haven't risen to any level.
You have a moat.
I don't have a moat. That's just something I tell people to scare them away.
It's
not a moat.
It.
It's a sniper.
My gosh.
No.
I like it. I like it because it's elevated. We belong. We can chameleon and
fit
in.
If you think it's elevated and you belong, then those two things are not adjacent.
We can squeeze in.
You can go in each direction just a little bit more and like play it up or play it down.
Have you been to Sierra, yes or no?
No, I haven't.
So then you don't get to talk about it.
No, but I understand what he means.
What's elevated to you?
The Griffin.
Okay. Yeah. The Griffin is a dive bar.
I love dive bars.
I do too. In fact, I want to go to some place called the Dive Inn. I've heard it's really good.
It's familiar.
It's on Broadway somewhere, and everybody talks about it being the dive bar. And if I'm going to go, but I don't know if they'd accept me as one of their own. I think it's like Tiak rolling into Ocean Prime and me rolling in the Dive Inn. They'd be like, is this Freaky Friday?
I think Ocean Prime is just a little too upscale for me. It's just a little.
It's exactly the same as Sierra.
It's just a little too rich. I like being around rich people, and I like.
What is
but
it?
I like.
Okay.
So I like doing that at Sierra.
So you say when you go to Sierra,
mm-hmm.
you feel like you're among rich people.
I do. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've just gone on like a random Tuesday night. It's like been our anniversary or whatever, and so we just go. And I'm like, if you're here, these are the people I want to be around. Like I want to be like you.
You go on an anniversary. They're there on dinner.
Exactly, and that's what I'm like. That's the next step. I'm trying to aspire to be that. So I'm trying to hang around.
Trying to poo-poo Sierra or act like a rich person. I just don't feel that way. But you're just comparing it to Applebee's. So you're saying,
yeah, which I'm used to. That's where I don't have to fit in. They welcome me with open arms.
You know,
at all the locations, I'm known.
You're in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Eating good in the neighborhood.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.